Some dreams are real, some people are drugs, some years you simply wake up strange.
The girl with a horse in her hair. 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 The girl with a horse in her hair.
Cowboys and Indians, pig, pony, television, drum. One of these animals is not like the other ones. Can you guess which one has gone? Once upon a time and a suggested time, there were Indians and suggested Indians.
Which was not a venereal disease, but was in fact a small village in the undirty south of England. I grew small and wrong and selfish and looked in the mirror trying to find something that was never there. Long, long before a man named Heartbreak, I broke my own heart. It was my 12th birthday, and a galloping white dream became mine. And I giggled the insane giggle of the lottery winner, who was absolutely hellbound. Absolutely hellbound. To fuck it all up! 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 The most laugh out loud, beautiful thing my one good eye ever saw. Her ownership, a quivering miracle. She had electric eyes that were often frightened, and I felt my heart hit the roof of my mouth and my voice become strangled, as if trying with all of its strength to digest her beauty, as if trying with all of its might. Hello. Hello, Twilight. Hello, Twilight. I said, because that was her name. And even as I said it, I was at once aware of how fake that voice was. My own voice. So full of its own imposter. So full of its own imposter.
Robert flows the weather sends a weather songs. A kiss, a hooded kiss, and a sweet desire so sweet. Heaven is sweet, bringing the love, you're bringing me. You got your
I looked at her, and part of me drowned. I think she guessed from the start that my identity was liquid and could not be trusted, because she snorted and she showed the whites of those shipwreckers' eyes at me. And right then and there, I was sunk forever. And the crumbling world tilted on its axis, and my ship went down and baptized me. Baptized me with a weight that I was absolutely not buoyant enough to carry. Me, of all its crazy children. Me, who needed water wings till so late in life. Me, a very odd, foreign, frightened 12-year-old with a truly ridiculous, for stupid. L for laugh at me. A for arsehole. P for take the piss. A for abnormal. K for you're such a kook.
Slapack! Slapack!
Was my last name. A last name that sounded like an antidepressant and would drive anyone to a nervous disease just for being settled with it. And as it was, I was an odd child who looked at life like this through my one good eye, with a head that was pregnant with horses and heroes and natives and aliens and cowboys and Indians, and the rhythm of the television drum that rocked within me with the cacophony of characters and words I didn't understand. But I just bloody loved the way they sounded.
She rose like a demented West Side warrior in a welcoming ceremony to hell, rearing savagely whenever I tried to slip a halter over her head. And she dodged me at every conceivable turn, forever and forever and forever, hiding in the corners of my universe. And her seduction became my religion. Brought to life by the slap of unrequited love and the desire to dominate, I was born again masculine like a knight in a quest for his love. And her phantom other told me everything about the power struggle of the mating game. A strange story I'm telling you, told by a mystic. A story in which a horse made a man out of me, and a man made me hoarse from crying.
Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on? Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
And I was becoming vaguely aware of another authority. Half-formed ghost crowding from a virus. Chickenpox. Falling asleep on feverish afternoons in front of classic movies with Marilyn and Clark Gable in westerns. And Jack Nicholson and Henry Fonda on motorbikes. And Juliette Messina and Brigitte Bardot. And the music of the Doors, who I could hear whenever the punk rock painter came to redo the antique finish on the outside of our mansion. And it made me hyperactive and jerky, and half out of my mind with too much psychic furniture, clanking without any real destination like error music. And the words of their characters stuck like old bubblegum onto my consciousness, like a frequency I was able to access but couldn't translate. And so I used what I had. The words of Hollywood screenwriters, and the lyrics of the Doors who spoke of Indian scan and on Dance Highway bleeding. And Marilyn, and Jim Morrison himself, crowded the young child's fragile eggshell mind, and became the jumbled cacophony and the hymns of my worship.
Voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. We filed slowly, languidly into the hall. The auditorium was vast and silent. As we seated and were darkened, the voice continued. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Well, it felt like a good idea at the time. 'Cause I had power and he had none. No bars on the window, just Venetian blinds. I'm in my battle dress and I won't mind. I was wearing the soles of my lonely boots, wantonly looking for associates. There was silver on the flagstone, no counsel in my brain. Did you ever want something but you didn't know its name? Out in the country where everything grows, whisper, sister, there's a hurricane coming. Out in the country where everything grows, whisper, sister, there's a hurricane running. But you're still waving proudly at the parade, which has long since passed away. Not waving but drowning, not waving but drowning, not waving but drowning.
not weaving but drowning. I hailed a day with no alcohol. By 6 o'clock I was rolling drunk. I rented a house for cheap, ruined my head, getting my kicks out on the ledge. Out in the country where everything grows, whisper sister, there's a hurricane running. There's a hurricane coming. But you're still waving proudly in the parade, which has long since passed you by. You're still waving proudly in the parade, which has long since passed you by. Space makes you nervous. I said psychiatry is worse than communist urges. But it felt like a good idea at the time, because I had power when you had none. No.